Are your finances so bad that you're tempted to give up hope? Hi, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Perhaps you can identify with some of these scenarios. You've got negative net worth. You have no emergency savings. You only make minimum payments on your credit cards. You've postponed health and dental work. You can't afford repairs and routine maintenance. You're behind in rent, a mortgage, or automobile payments. You've borrowed money from your kids, parents, or friends. Or you have a payday loan. Don't worry, you're not alone. Economic fragility is a problem for many in our nation. But there is hope. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." So give your problems to the Lord. Confess any mistakes you've made, whether through unbelief, ignorance, or rebellion. Trust in His forgiveness and steadfast love. Satan is the accuser and the father of lies. So when negative thoughts fill your mind, learn to immediately reject them and focus on the truth. Train yourself to combat accusations with gratitude. Literally write down all the ways the Lord has blessed you and read them out loud. Start each day with the Lord in prayer and the Word. Read and listen to the Bible. Fill your mind with truth. It will renew your mind and strengthen your faith. Now, armed with hope, you can set goals and diligently work towards them. Every dollar you give, save, or apply towards debt is a step forward. If your overwhelming credit card debt is making you lose hope, I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call 800-722-1976 or visit us online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.